Blog Talk Radio.
You are practicing the doctrine. Okay. Let us be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on the night. Praise God. This is Elder Andre Prevost. We thank God for everybody who joined us tonight. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. We are worldwide. We are uncensored. Praise God on tonight. We want to welcome y'all to Thursday Night Thunder. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we get it rolling for the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Lord, because you said in your word that when two or more are gathered together in your name, that you are in the midst, Lord. So we thank you on tonight for being in the midst. Hallelujah. We want to praise you on tonight. We want to magnify you on tonight. Lord, we got people that came on the line looking for answers on tonight. We got people that came on the line looking for deliverance on tonight. Somebody came on the line tonight looking for a word from you, Lord. And we believe tonight that you will give them that word. And we thank you right now for everything that you are about to do. Hallelujah. In each and every last one of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God once again for each and every person who is on the line. Hallelujah. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ. We are worldwide. Hallelujah. And we are uncensored. We thank God. Hallelujah for all of you once again. We will be opening up the line for testimony momentarily. Praise God. But I want to focus tonight. Praise God. Before we get to testimony service, the word that was given in the intro by First Lady Aisha, amen, what are you here for? Praise God. Hallelujah. What are you here for? Amen. That's the question we all need to be asking ourselves. Hallelujah. What are we here for? Amen. Are we here for the right thing? Are we here for the right motives? Hallelujah. We need to be asking ourselves that across the board, not just religiously. Why are we in that relationship? Are we in it for the right reason? Praise God. Why are we at that job? Are we in it for the right reason? Why are we connecting with the people that we are connecting with in our lives? Are we connecting with these people? Amen. Praise God. For the right reason. Amen. Praise God. And in other words, not selfish reason. Amen. Mm. Praise God. We don't have ulterior motives when we are doing the things that we are doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the question that we want to ask ourselves tonight. What are we here for? Praise God. When we come to church, when we come to God, why are we coming to God? Are we really coming to God because we want to better ourselves? Amen. Or we want God to better our pocketbook? Praise God. We want God to better our circumstances. Praise God. Now, realizing God's not going to better your circumstances, amen, until he betters you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We quote that scripture all the time, that scripture that says, amen, he will give me the desires of my heart. Praise God. He will give me the desires of my heart. But we have to understand, God cannot give us all our desires of our heart if our heart has not been changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of the desires we are desiring are the wrong thing. See, God cannot give you the desire of your heart if your heart is desiring somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. Hallelujah. Somebody else's job. Amen. The Bible says thou shalt not covet anything of anybody else's. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're desiring things that aren't godly. So when the Bible says he will give you the desires of your heart, amen, he's not literally saying I'm going to be Santa Claus, amen, and whatever you write down on the list, I'm going to drop it down the chimney in a bag for you. What he's saying is I will give you the desires of your heart, whatever desires I want you to have. Hallelujah. I'm going to put those desires into your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God so that you can be like David and be a man or a woman after my own heart. And not after your own heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you are still desiring a fleshly thing. Praise God. I believe we call those carnal Christians. People who aren't really in it for the spirituality. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. They're not really trying to better themselves mentally, spiritually. Hallelujah. Amen. They only are after the physical. They want the monetary. They want the money. Hallelujah. They want the cars, the clothes. They want the prestige. They want the fame. Hallelujah. Amen. They're not in it because they want God. They in it because they want themselves. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the last things men will be lovers of themselves. And we take that to being homosexuality, and although we can take it that route, hallelujah, the Bible is saying, amen, that you love yourself more than you love God. Amen. You'd rather see yourself on top than God. Hallelujah. In other words, you're following in the footsteps of Lucifer. Amen. Who we call the devil. Hallelujah. Some may call him Beelzebub, Satan. Praise God. Whatever name you want to call him, he was once one of the three highest ranking angels in heaven. One of the archangels in charge of praising God, in charge of lifting up his name. But then at one time, he decided he wanted to praise for himself. Hallelujah. He became a lover of himself more than he became a lover of God. And he felt like, I should be getting all the praise. I should be getting all the prestige. I should be getting all the fame. Why does God get all the credit? Hallelujah. Praise God. We got preachers in the pulpit now. Hallelujah. Getting mad because, amen, God getting all the credit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I preach that message. Amen. Hallelujah. I opened up that rehab center. Praise God. I laid the foundation for this. I did this. I did that. I want the credit. We naming streets after ourselves. Elder Prevost Lane. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We trying to get the glory. Amen. When the glory belongs to God. Amen. When they spoke of, we always talk about we want to leave a legacy. Praise God. We want to leave a lineage. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, watch this. We always want to use Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it was never in their name. Hallelujah. The legacy is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, the God was more important than the people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is more important than you. God was more important than Moses. Hallelujah. He was more important than all of the prophets. He was more important than Paul. Hallelujah. He's more important than you. Amen. That's why he said you need to go back to your first love. Hallelujah. Amen. So just to, if we go in the testimony service, if we go back to what First Lady was saying, what are you here for? Hallelujah. What are your motives? Amen. What's driving you to get on the line tonight? What's driving you to hear a word from God tonight? Praise God. Are you trying to hear that right prophecy about the house, about the car? Amen. About the woman, about the man? Praise God. Amen. Are you trying to hear that God said, I'm trying to work on you? Hallelujah. That you need to be like Michael Jackson and look at the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror. Work on yourself first. Hallelujah. While you're trying to fix everybody else. Amen. Praise God. Because we always want to say everybody else is the problem. We come to church and say, God, I need you to fix this person, that person. But look at how you pray. Lord, when I go into work today, don't let this person say nothing to me. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to go off on that person where it sounds like you're the one that needs, oh my God, you're the one that needs the help. Praise God. You're the one that needs some anger management. Praise God. If that person can't say nothing, and you're supposed to be a Christian. Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. You're supposed to be a Christian. Amen. I recall at work one time, this lady came in the work and she's supposed to be a Christian. She walked around preaching all the time, but my employee got mad at her. She came in there with an attitude. She said, Christian. Hallelujah. I ain't a Christian, but I know something. I know Christians ain't supposed to act like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So what are you in it for? Just so you can say you have a title? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We talked about this on Sunday, so you can say you're the supermaster prophet or whatever. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about you. Amen. It's about God. What God wants to do with you in your life. Instead of you trying to do what you want to do with your life, you need to let God do what he's trying to do. Hallelujah. In your life. Praise God on tonight. I'm going to stop talking. We're going to move on to testimony service on tonight. Praise God. We have a dynamic speaker coming up. Amen. In a few minutes or so, if you out there on Facebook Live, amen. If you want to leave a testimony or prayer request, you can do so by leaving it in the comments. But we encourage you to call in to our line on tonight. The number is 516-666-9967. That's 516-666-9967. 1-800-273-9967. The phone lines are open at this time. If we have one tonight with a testimony or a prayer request, amen, the phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight?
Good evening. Praise the Lord, Elder, everyone else, First Lady. I just thank God for what you just said, Elder. That's so true. That's my testimony, because you are speaking truth, you know, when somebody else's husband, wife, and all, that's not God. So I just thank God for what you just said, sir. You know, God will give you what he feels is right for you, but not nobody else's husband or somebody else's wife. So God bless you, man of God. And please say hello to your wife, First Lady.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you all tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight? Amen.
Amen, amen. I want to give honor to God who is ahead of my life. It's Sister Valencia. I just want to thank God for all the things that he's doing in my life. I thank God for the different directions that he's taking me. It's all for his glory. It has nothing to do with me. And you right on, you preaching already. You kind of already in my word, man of God. But I thank you, boy. And my prayer request is for me just to keep on holding on so I get to this next level that God wants me to be in. Not the level he wants, the level I want to be in, but the level that the Lord wants me in. Amen.
Amen, amen. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. Praise God. Do we have another one on tonight? Do we have another testimony or prayer request on tonight? Well, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be opening up the line once again after the message on tonight. If you did not get a chance to put your testimony or prayer request on the throne of grace, we will do that on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, if you're online, feel free to leave your testimonies or prayer requests in the comments. Amen. But we do encourage you to call in to that number. Amen. That we got on the bottom of your screen right there, 516-666-9967. Praise God. We encourage you to call in. Amen. So we can all pray together. The Bible says, when two or more agree on a thing in the earth, that it shall be done by my Father who is in heaven. Praise God on tonight. And if you believe that on tonight and you want God to do something in your life, we encourage you to leave your prayer requests in the comments or call into the line. We will be opening up the phone lines once again immediately. Amen. After the word of God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Right now we're going to go to the throne of grace, and then we're going to have our speaker come forth on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you one more time for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Lord, we are just simply asking, Lord, hallelujah, that you be with us on tonight. Hallelujah, that you open up our hearts, our ears, open up our minds so that we can receive what the Spirit is trying to say to us on tonight. We rebuke any work of the enemy. Hallelujah. We rebuke the spirit of distraction. We rebuke the spirit of discouragement on tonight. We rebuke the spirit of disbelief. Hallelujah. We rebuke the spirit of depression. We command them to flee at this time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch the woman of God on tonight. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord, to deliver your word on tonight. Allow her to decrease so that you can increase. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance on tonight for the word that you are about to give. Touch Sister Jennifer on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch her children on tonight. Hallelujah. Touch her family and as a whole on tonight. Continue to prosper her and bless her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And Lord, we want you to know that we love you all tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, We are about to bring forth a woman of God that everybody on the line knows. And for those of you out there on Facebook Live that don't know her, or those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio and you don't know her, hallelujah, you are about to get to know her, praise God. She is Sister Valencia Scott. She is no stranger to the line. We call her family over here. So without further ado, woman of God, it is in your hands. Let the Lord use you in a mighty way on tonight.
Amen, amen. Thank you, man of God, to all the saints on the line, to the beautiful First Lady that's on the line. Thank y'all once again for our opportunity to be on the line to bring forth the word to the people of God. And let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as humble as I know how. Repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that you just continue to create in me a pure heart and renew in me the right spirit, Father God. Anything that's not of you, Father, I pray that you take it out, Father God. I pray you continue to mold and shape me into the woman of God that you will have me be. In the name of Jesus, Father God, as I bring forth the word to your people, Father God, we are expecting people to be healed, delivered, set free, Father God. I pray that someone be encouraged tonight, Father God. I pray that someone will be healed, delivered, and set free, Father God. And I thank you right now, Father God, in advance, Father God, as you hide me behind the cross, Father God. As you speak to me and through me, Father God, it's all for your glory in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And the scriptures that I'm going to be coming from, saints, will be Luke 22, 54 through 62. And again, the scriptures that I'm coming from will be Luke 22, 54 through 62. And the word says, then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire, and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, his fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. I'm not pronouncing it right, which I know what I'm saying. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crow. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, there shall me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the word that I have for tonight, God knows you. Everybody know the story about Peter denying Christ. Okay, God already knew, not God. Jesus already knew that Peter was going to deny him. But one thing, the best thing that I like about how Jesus is, he didn't turn his back on Peter. He didn't say, I'm going to kick you out, because he got 12 disciples. He didn't say, Peter, I'm going to kick you out because you're going to betray me. He already knew he was going to betray him. Just like that, he knew that Judas was going to betray him. Now, Peter has seen Jesus perform miracles after miracles. He has seen Jesus heal people. He's been with Jesus for years, so he knows what Jesus can do. But as the man of God was testifying about the reason why we do certain things, while Peter was around all Peter's around 11 disciples and he with Jesus, he like, I would die for you. I would not say that I don't know you, because he around everybody. But why he denied him? Fear. When they came and got Jesus, see, Jesus had to walk alone and say, that's the word. When I say God know you, you can fool a lot of people, but you cannot fool God. God know your motive. God know why we do what we do, what reason, what motive we have for doing it. See, Peter got scared. He got fearful. Now, Jesus went out there by himself. I was talking to a powerful woman of God, and she said, when you chosen like that, you got to expect to be persecuted. You got to expect to be rejected. You got to expect to go through some things. You got to expect to walk alone. You got to walk with your, carry your cross alone if you in ministry. If you really truly in ministry, you got to be okay. Go and bring forth the word of God by yourself.
which means people not going to like you, people going to talk about you, but that comes with it. If Jesus did it, why can't we? But let's, I was saying, Peter said, I love you. I will die for you, Lord. He's like, but you lying, Peter. But he didn't say, as we do sometimes, say, oh, you know, we sometimes as saints, we come so judgmental. We love to open our mouth and say something about somebody. Ooh, if Jesus did not turn on him, why do we turn on people? We're not Jesus. We're supposed to love one another. He didn't say, he still broke bread with him. Why we won't break bread with our brother and sister? Because what they sin? Ain't that what he died for? Because we sin? We got to really wash that kind of stuff. Because I'm telling you, God knows us because we do that. We feeling like that. Oh, you a hypocrite, hypocrite, hypocrite. If Jesus don't kick nobody out, why are we so quick to kick somebody out? Who made us okay because we like the man of God? Because you got a title. You think you have the authority to kick somebody out? We're not Jesus. We're not Jesus. And when God gave me this word, because actually gave me this word yesterday, because I was planning on bringing another word, but like I said, I don't run anything. God does. God knows us. God knows why we do everything that we do. And as he walking by himself, and it's going to come a time where you got to walk by yourself. Okay, you got to be by yourself. And this day and time, by we being in the last days, you walking around here talking about you a Christian? Oh, you need to be ready. They coming for you. You can't be talking about no God. They will kill you talking about you serve God. And God know he will put you in a situation. I'm telling you, he will put you in a situation where you will say, you tell everybody I'm a Christian, but you get around that certain crowd that don't talk about God like that. He know if you're going to switch watch. God know that. And that's what he's trying to see. Are we going to switch watch? Because it's going to sound like if you haven't seen the movie Left Behind 1, 2, and 3, you need to check it out. Because if folks say they save all the time, but when the rapture hit, God come to get the people that saved for real. Because if you ain't saved for real, you're going to be down here. And if you're talking about you love some God, they going to kill you. So stop playing. God know us. He know our motives. Okay, like Elder on the line, his wife on the line, they bringing forth the word of God. Why? Because they want the word of God to go forth. That's why. You're going to be blessed. God is going to bless you if your heart is right, if you're doing it with the right reason, if you got the wrong motive. It's not going to come that way. You shouldn't be looking for fame and stuff like that. God will give it to you. Oh, but you got to suffer before you get that, honey. You got to suffer. You got to lose family. You got to lose some friends. You got to lose some jobs. Hey, you might even get sick. You got to go through something to get a blessing like that. And, hey, I'm just going to say it. Today, saints, we got these old microwavable Christians. Can't go through nothing. Can't be microwavable in ministry. It's not microwavable. You got to suffer. If Jesus suffered, why we can't suffer? Why we can't go through nothing? But we say that we love God. He suffered for us. As they beat him, as they lashed him, as they got a nail, and they nailed it to his hand, they nailed it to his foot. We can't go through nothing. They cut off our life. Oh, God, I'm going to die. We can't go through nothing. God see this. We say, I love you, God. I want to go through. He said, okay, you can go through. He throw a little something on us. It don't be no big thing. It be a little something like, okay, you lost your job. Or it might be something, okay, you lost your house. But see, I'm just going to say it. In this day and time, the way we live, we got it so good. We ain't got it like it was in the biblical days. In the biblical days, we want that easy. The way it is now, it's so easy to get whatever you want without anybody's permission. Whatever you want, all you got to do is go to the internet and get anything you want. You ain't got to ask God. You ain't got to pray to God. That's why the world's so messed up now. That's why God looking for the real Christian. Because, like I said, he know you. Don't think he don't know. Okay, you might get off this phone and ain't nobody looking. Oh, I promise you, baby. He see you because when we sleep, he the one sending his angels to fight those demons off. We sleep. He see everything. So time out for playing. And I'm not going to say Peter didn't love Jesus. He loved him, but fear. Fear is a powerful thing. He allowed that fear. He just watched. It broke his heart when Jesus looked at him and said, I told you, you're going to deny me. And God knows. When he put us in this situation, are we going to deny him? I was put in a situation when I was working at a job, when I was working at McDonald's, I was put in a situation. Okay, I'm the one saying everybody around the job that I worked at, they was not saved. So that means it don't matter what they, it was a whole bunch of cussing, okay? All that loud, I'm around a whole bunch of young people. They got their loud custom rap music on that I don't want to hear. They're very disrespectful. I'm 41. These kids about 19 or 22. They just cussing like I'm not there. Okay, but I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to do what they do so I can fit in. I'm the one that say I'm a woman of God. I'm not going to be walking around corporate. I'm not going to go around and do what they doing when I'm on my break. When I was on my break, I go do my praise and worship, and I'll be on the phone with the woman of God praying. See, God know if you do this all the time or if you're doing it for show. God know. God know. Like I said, God know us. They laughed at me when I was on the phone praying, y'all speaking in tongues. Oh, she's speaking in tongues? You think they laugh at me? That's what I'm talking about. God knows. See, if I was one of those fake saints, oh, I'm not finna speak in no tongues in front of you. I'm not finna shout. You might talk about me. Oh, not Valencia Scott. I wish I would care about what you think. Because if God calls, I want my name to be in that book and say, Valencia, I know you. I ain't going through all y'all saints. I'm not going through all of this so I can go to hell. What's the point? What is the point? Seriously, what is the point? The way I am now is the way I am all the time. Those are the type of saints that God is looking for. I don't know why my phone keep on vibrating. I am not that popular. If I wasn't doing nothing, the phone wouldn't be vibrating. I'm going to rebuke you in the name of Jesus. But saints, when I was at the job, you know, oh, don't think I didn't get tested. Okay, I'm working in drive-thru. Let me tell y'all something about the favor of the Lord. Because when I took the orders, the way I took orders, like I say, welcome to McDonald's, might take your order. And when I get the order, I say, thank you so much. You be blessed. I don't know anybody that got tipped in McDonald's through a drive-thru. Y'all know anything about people getting tipped in McDonald's through drive-thru? You know what it's called favor. You got to know how to, I'm talking about you got to know how to handle all pressure because, like around lunchtime, y'all, you know, the kids, you know, they come from school. So it's going to be real busy because it's drive-through. The kids coming. They just cussing because they get so frustrated. I'm like, okay, what you so upset about? Okay, you know the kids come up here every day from 2 to 3. Why are you so upset? What is all this angry stuff about? That's what I'm talking about. See, but how I handle it. I'm not going to allow how they act affect my behavior. See, if I say I'm the one that's supposed to be saved, I'm supposed to be showing them how they're supposed to act. Now, a few of them caught on to it, but some of them did. They didn't catch on. And then I found out later that their job that I was on, it was just an assignment. Everything was so good. The woman that the lady asked me, would I come back to the job? My assignment up. That's what I'm talking about. God put us in certain situations. Sometimes it got nothing to do with us because I'm telling you, I wasn't making no big money, okay? I was on an assignment. And don't y'all know, if I didn't do what God told me to do, I would have failed the assignment and missed my next blessing. Because we tell God, we say it all the time, and be careful about I want to be seen stuff. You say a lot of stuff because you want to be seen, and God hear you. God, take me through, then he take you through, then you can't pass the test. God knows us. This is the word, saints. God knows us. He see all. You can't hide nothing from him. He know your motive. You can't hide your hand. God see it all. Man don't see it all. Some people got some good discernment, but we're not Jesus. We can't see it all like God can see it all. So, saints, just think about it. Just think about it. 12 disciples sitting at the table. I'm finna be crucified. Are y'all going to walk with me? Are y'all going to come with me? Are you going to come with them? Everybody throwing stuff at you. They spitting on you, talking about you. Can we hang? Can we handle what he went through? Seriously, saints, can we really handle what Jesus went through for us? Will we do that? This is something to really think about because the man of God talked about it. He said, what's your motive? Because we don't want to suffer. I talked to a woman, we don't want to suffer. I don't like, I have to suffer for the anointing. But to be honest, nobody want to suffer. But if you want this, if you want this thing, you got to because it's not about you. It's not about none of us. It's about him. And once we get out there, it's not about us. You get your blessing. When you get out of you, because I'm sure Elder Prevost on this, but I'm sure they tired because I know they work and they got children. Do you really think that they just really want to be on the line? They got to obey God. They got to do what God tell you to do. When God tell you to do stuff, it's not about you or how you feel about what you're going through. It's all about God. It's all about representing God. So people can see the God in you. Folks don't want to be saints nowadays because they see too much worldly. They see too much, it's too much compromise going on. And God said, don't compromise. Don't compromise to fit into this world. I don't compromise to fit in. I can't. I won't do it. Been there, done it. Why would I compromise? Why would I compromise my soul to die and go to hell? What is the point? What is the point of going through all this fast and going through this praying? I'm going to church. I'm doing this. I'm in this prayer. I'm doing. What is the point to compromise to fit into this world so somebody can like me? I'm more concerned about, do God love me? Do God like me? If God like me, I ain't got to worry about nothing else. I ain't got to worry about no enemies, because God going to fight my enemies because I'm going to serve him. If I'm going to serve God, I want to serve God with all my heart, or I don't want to do it at all. I don't have time to play, because if I die and I ain't right, I'm going to hell. It's just that simple. When I say God know you, he know us. He know what we plan. And you know what, saints? He's so doggone good. He say repent. Repent and turn from your evil ways. And when God's so good, when we say God forgive us just like that. He don't do what we do. We bring it back up. We won't forgive for nothing in the world. He done got beaten and lashed for us, and we won't forgive. How dare we don't forgive, and how he forgave us? Because I ain't been saved all my life. I know how to drop it like it's hot. I know I smoked cigarettes. I was having sex. I was drinking. I was a fool, but on alcohol. I know about being in the world. I wasn't always saved. And he forgave me and gave me a brand new life. And all I got to do is just obey him, submit to him. And look, it's not really that hard. It's hard because we make it hard. You know when it become hard to stay saved? You want to compromise. When you start wanting to compromise, being saved becomes difficult. You got to be safe. I have learned it. I'm talking about from this. I have learned it. I cannot compromise with the stuff in this world. I will go to hell trying to do what I see other people doing. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say I'm better than. I said Valencia. I said I can't. Why? I know me. I know, but I can't do what they do in the world. I just can't do it. I'm sorry, that ain't. I can't do it. I already done it. I'm not gonna do it. I'm either gonna do. I'm either like my pastor bringing forth the word. I don't understand. You save or you not save. You either save or you not save. I don't understand this in between. I'm either save or I'm not. I'm saved or I'm not. It's not hard. Am I sold out for Christ or am I not? Stop. Make up your mind. God waiting. God looking for the real Christians. Mm-hmm. He's looking for the real ones. The ones that come outside the church, even though the church in us, come outside the building. Go outside and minister. Every time I come in contact with somebody, I say, be blessed. I represent my Father every time I walk out that door, every time. I'm not a morning person, but I say good morning. I'm not a morning person, y'all, but I say good morning. God working on me down on the inside. I'm telling you, he's doing some things for Valencia because he know me. He know how I used to have one of the Lord help me. The reason I became a greeter in my church, y'all, because I had a nasty one of the saints' attitude. I wouldn't smile. Don't speak to me. Don't say nothing to me. I'm not here. And you can have that kind of attitude saying you're a saint. I'm talking about me. I'm honest about Valencia, okay? So God worked on me like that. I know how to smile and say, good morning. How you doing? I know how to do that. I did not do that at first. So the saints, the word for tonight, you know, God knows you. And that's all I have. Man of God is back in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Valencia on tonight. God knows you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He know you better than you know yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go further, let's do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word that you gave her to put into our spirits on tonight, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you replenish her, the virtue that she has poured out onto your people on tonight. Continue molding her and shaping her. Continue leading her and guiding her into the woman that you want her to be, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. God, hallelujah, yes. knows who you are. Hallelujah,
yes,
amen. My grandma used to say it like this. Don't ever say what you won't do. Hallelujah, amen. Don't ever say what you, I will never do this, I'll never do that. Hallelujah, I'll never cheat, I'll never lie, I'll never steal, I'll never do this, I'll never do that. Praise God, hallelujah. God say, I know you better than you know yourself, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. We want to open up the line once again. If somebody on tonight has a testimony, a prayer request, or maybe you have a comment for the word of God, the woman of God on tonight, amen, or maybe God put something on your heart to share with us on tonight, amen. The phone lines are open at this time. Is there one? Hallelujah, on tonight.
I give God glory, Elder, and thank you, woman of God, for coming forth with the word and the teaching. It's
yes.
so true. God knows you better than we know ourselves. God bless you.
Bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you, Sister Jennifer, on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I'd like to say thank you, Sister Valencia, for sharing that word, great woman of God. Thank you. It blessed, it registers, it hits home, and I just thank God for just the raw truth. I thank you for making the word relevant.
Yeah.
I thank you for sharing your testimony and then also speaking outwardly to how we too can relate to this same word. God bless you.
Bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you, sister, on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have another one on tonight? Amen. Well, we just praise God on tonight, amen, for everybody who called in and everybody who tuned in. Amen. Hold on 1 second. Praise God.
I'm powerful.
Okay, now you go.
That was a powerful word.
Bless you, beautiful. Thank you, woman of God.
Are you on mute? Can't hear you.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Can hear you now.
Man, you either for God or you're not.
Yes.
That's just the bottom line. You know, you when we stand for God, that means standing for truth.
Yeah.
Truth. You know, if you're going to stand for God, you need to stand for truth. You know, like the woman of God said, we can't be compromising.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to do this because I know you. No, you standing for God. You stand for God no matter who they is, family, friends, people, like I said, people who think they know you. You got to stand for truth, period. I don't care if y'all used to go out, go clubbing and do this, that, and the other. You say you're standing for God now. That's what you used to do. You need to stand for God.
Yes.
No matter what. Don't fall back into what you used to do. You can't be straddling the fence. You know what? And amen. I thank you for that word. That was the raw truth. Either in or yet. Amen.
Amen.
Also, woman of God, just like Peter blew it, I thank God that I can testify when I look through my life of how
mm-hmm.
I blew it at different times. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, God still commended his love towards me.
Yeah.
While I, and not only me, all of us, while we were yet sinners. And so when I think about that, how he yet commended,
And when I think about that, it's for myself when I'm thinking of loved ones that I'm praying for, that are still in the world and have blew it. It keeps me motivated to know that the same God that patiently waited on me and loved me, with a powerful look and drew me with, hallelujah, a love that never gave up, that was unconditional, and teaching me how to yet love different ones that I'm yet praying for and believing God that he gonna bring them through. Even sometimes we have to believe when others don't even believe for themselves. So sometimes I know what it's like to feel like you done blew it so bad that you feel sorry for your own self and wonder, how did I mess up again? How did I go through this? How did I let that happen? And you'll find yourself getting in a stupor, but God. So I thank you for that rich word. In so many ways that that word done ricocheted. Hallelujah!
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Not to just compromise, but not compromise. Not to just not compromise, but how he's let me see how there were times like in my life I've been like the apostle. But he knew what kind of mouthpiece he was going to be for Peter and in Peter on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He knows that the story is still being written. And so when I think about my Jesus and some of my other loved ones that are out there, I know too that if he did it for me, he can yet do it for them.
Good.
God bless you.
Bless you, bless you.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Ah!
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, sometimes we feel like we done blew it. And ain't no way we can come back from certain things. But God.
But God.
Thank you. God. I thank you, woman of God. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lord have mercy. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. The same Holy Ghost that came for me, he gonna come for them too. Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah!
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You know, it's stirred up now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The spirit that got stirred up now. Hallelujah. Amen. She said something just now. Hallelujah. How many times you said, God? How many times you said you ain't going to do it no more? Hallelujah.
Yes,
and the Bible
thank
tells us that when Peter denied God for the third time, the Bible tells us that he was eye to eye with Jesus.
Yes.
When he said it, hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus still, amen, forgave him. Hallelujah. Jesus still took him back. He said, do you love me? Hallelujah. Amen. If you love me, then feed my sheep. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But we done turned our back on some people like that. Hallelujah. You can't do nothing for me. Hallelujah. You can't pick up the trash I throw on the ground. I'm through with you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. But Jesus yet chose Peter. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And like the woman of God just said, he will yet choose you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And the reason why we know, because he chose us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As many times as we turned our back on God and did everything we said we wasn't going to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But God say his ways ain't like ours.
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen. He'll take us back. He take back the wretches and he said, go out there to the highways and byways, get the tax collectors and the prostitutes and the pimps. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's stirred up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. 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 Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. The lines are open. Will there be enough?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we just We just want to thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for his mercy and grace on tonight. We want to thank God for that word. Hallelujah. Yes. On tonight. God knows us. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. God knows you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. You need
yes.
to, you can take confidence in the fact that God knows you. Hallelujah, praise God. He knows your construct. He knows how you
yeah.
constructed. Just like he knew Job, like he knew Peter, like he knew Judas, like he knew Paul. Hallelujah,
yeah.
praise God. God knows you also. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank God for that word on tonight. Amen. We thank God for our speaker on tonight, Sister Valencia Scott. We thank God for everybody who called in on the line tonight, everybody who tuned in on the line on tonight, everybody out there on Facebook Live. We thank God for y'all as well. We have had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight, and we want to remind y'all, y'all can catch Sister Valencia back here next Thursday night, amen, as well. She will be delivering the word again next Thursday. Hallelujah. Same time, same channel. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for her and everything God is doing in her and in her ministry. Praise God. Amen. And we will be online Sunday. We may not be online this Sunday night. Praise God. My pastor's anniversary is this Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. So we may not be online this Sunday night, but I promise we'll make it up to you. We'll come on Tuesday night with a special Tuesday night service for you. Amen. And deliver a word from the Lord. Amen. I've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. I'm pretty sure somebody got an answer. Hallelujah. Somebody got some kind of confirmation on tonight. Amen. Or something they've been asking for from the Lord. Amen. You got to understand, everybody ain't asking for stuff from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody out there just want an answer. Somebody wants some kind of peace of mind. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Everybody don't want a piece of change in their pocket. Amen. Praise God. Some people want a peace of mind. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for that word on tonight by Sister Valencia. And we're getting ready to close out. Before we close out, I want to ask one more time, do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests before we close the line on tonight? We thank God for Prophetess Tina Seeley on the line on tonight. Praise God. Do we have any more testimonies or prayer requests? Well, amen. Praise God. Once again, we thank God for each and every person on tonight. Amen. And called in and tuned in. Once again, we thank God for the woman of God, Sister Valencia Scott, bringing forth the dynamic word. God knows you. Amen. We will be sending out for the link. Amen. So y'all can catch the rebroadcast. Amen, of the Blog Talk Radio Show. And also, you can go back on our Facebook page, Elder Andre Prevost Sr. Amen. You can also catch us on Instagram, praise God. In case you came in late and want to catch the whole service, feel free to go back, amen, and get that word from the Lord on tonight. We're going to go ahead and pray out with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for the word that you gave us on tonight, that you know us better than we know ourselves. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We thank you for the fact, hallelujah, that despite everything that we've done, hallelujah, despite our shortcomings, despite our downfalls, Lord, you have picked us back up. You brushed us back off, hallelujah, and you used us despite, hallelujah, who we were at that time. You molded us and shaped us into you, who you wanted us to be, Lord, because you knew who we were before we knew who we were. And we thank you, Lord, for that right now. We praise you, Lord, for that right now. Lord, we ask that you take this word that you gave us, that we take it and we walk it out in our everyday lives, Lord. And as we leave this line, but never from your presence, we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time. But wait a minute. Don't forget to say your prayers tonight and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ.
Amen.
At least know there's some life, amen.
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 That's the wrong one.
Oh,
I just wanna say that I love you. don't know how many of you really love him today, but I love him with my whole heart, my mind and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus. Hallelujah.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Brown, Anthony Brown and Bruce Garrett, and I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Work, from the new project, Everyday Jesus. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about, in fact, the greatest love of a Savior that would give his life for both of you and for me. I think in this world that we live in, we're reminded enough of what we'll never become, what we'll never do, and what we can't do. But I want you to know today that he thought you were worth saving. He thought you were worth dying for. He thought you were worth keeping. And because of all of that, not only am I worth it, but so are you. Check it out.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was too-
So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was the devil. Thought I was the devil. You thought I was the devil. You shot the light, your light, so I could be free. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody lift up the sound of worship in here. For people to make some noise in here. Lifted me when nothing else could help.
It was yours.
Nothing else.